Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're just 1 month away from the consequential U.S. Senate runoff in Georgia. The election will determine whether Republicans continue to control the Senate. Tomorrow, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are expected to campaign in the Peach State for incumbent Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Meanwhile, the rift in the GOP seems to be growing deeper. Some Republicans are calling for their fellow GOP voters to sit out the runoff. They claim the election counting process in November was rigged, even though there is no evidence of that. Here's a pro-Trump trial lawyer Lynn Wood at a rally in Atlanta earlier this week.
Do not be fooled twice. This is Georgia. We ain't dumb. We're not going to go vote on January 5th in another machine made by China.
Former Republican House Speaker Newt Gingrich told Politico that Wood was, quote, destructive, and that every Georgia conservative who cares about America must vote in the runoff. Stephen Fowler is watching all of this unfold. He's a politics reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Lisa.
So there is a lot going on here. We know President Trump is not happy at all with Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp, nor the Secretary of State, both of whom said that there was no widespread fraud in last month's presidential election. Is there evidence now that Trump and his allies' unfounded claims of fraud are backfiring on the GOP?
Well, absolutely. I spent 8 hours in a hearing yesterday where the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was presenting evidence of why the state legislature should overthrow the election results and appoint their own electors for President Trump. And we had Republican state lawmakers expressing grave concern about these allegations of fraud that the courts have not yet decided are true, but they themselves think are true. And there are a lot of people that are worried that President Trump has said, don't vote absentee by mail. And now they're saying, don't vote by the voting machines either. And those are the only ways to vote in Georgia. So many people might end up sitting it out if they don't trust this system.
And does it seem as though their cautionary notes are taking heed? Do polls show anything in particular about how Republicans are treating those claims?
Well, the only thing we know for certain is that Georgia's two Senate runoffs are going to be tight. Every single vote is going to count. The brief polls that have come out have shown a tight race within the margin of error for both races. And really, it's just going to come down to who can get motivated out. And so with President Trump coming tomorrow and Vice President Pence here today, they're hoping that they can juice enough of the base and convince them to vote in this election, even though there's also pushing claims that the election's rigged.
Stephen Fowler, politics reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting, which will air a debate between Senators Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Raphael Warnock this Sunday, which you can see online. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.